Good morning, 810 here on the Mighty 690, and we have a new Ask the Expert segment for you here this morning. Joining us on the air, we have Scott Schultz, owner and president of Morningstar Care Homes in Neodesha and Fredonia. How you doing, sir?
Great, James. Good to be with you. Thank you.
It's really good to be able to meet you and have you on the air with us here a couple times a month. So first of all, you know, maybe in a nutshell, I know people have probably heard the name if you've been in Southeast Kansas for very long, but do you want to give us a little bit of explanation, you know, what is Morningstar Care Homes?
Sure. We are an assisted living facility provider, and so our care home in Fredonia has that service. Then in Neodesha, we have a home that takes care of folks in assisted living and with cognitive impairment issues in our special memory care area. So those are the main services we provide in this area.
Well, that is just wonderful. You know, a great service that is being provided here in the area. And, you know, that is it's just wonderful. So how long has, you know, Morningstar been around?
We started Morningstar in Northeast Kansas in the year 2011. So we've been around about 13 years. And down here in Southeast Kansas, we've been in Fredonia and Neodesha since 2017. So we're going on our seventh year here. So we really like it down here.
Well, that's great. And what part of the area are you from, Scott?
I live in Baldwin City and have been there for about 30 years. So.
Excellent. Well, that is wonderful. So, you know, it's you've been to the railroad, I bet.
Absolutely.
That's a favorite over there. We did a scout merit badge camp on the Baldwin City Railroad, and that was just a hoot. I have lots of great memories from there.
So. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is great. So, you know, as far as you want to tell, just kind of break down perhaps for the listeners, some of the different levels of care that you offer at Morningstar.
Sure. It's traditional assisted living, and so we think about things that people like assistance with, such as medication management, home-cooked meals, cleaning and laundry, the physician's visit in-home. We try to do all of the care we can in the home so the residents don't have to travel. They can receive therapy, hairstyling, home care and hospice services if necessary at the end of life. So really, we span all levels of care along the continuum. And then we also have, as I mentioned earlier, the specialized memory care unit in Neodesha. I think there's a couple things, James, about memory care. One is you really want to understand that you need a secure home to live in case your loved one is thinking of taking a little walk. They might get lost and not find their way back. The other is, do the folks who work there really understand how to provide care to someone who's cognitively impaired? Can they respond appropriately and gently if the person is acting out with some behaviors and that sort of thing? So really, we cover most of the needs of the elderly that come and live with us.
Well, that is great. And, you know, a shout out to those folks who are called to do that kind of work, because, you know, that is a really incredible, and just, you know, it always amazes me how many caring people there are out there to help with this. So you mentioned the home care aspect of it. What's kind of, do you have a kind of a radius of the area that you serve with that home care?
Now, James, I was speaking more of our facilities as a home.
As a home. Gotcha. I hear you. Yeah, I didn't know if you did any of the actual, you know, in home care or that sort of thing, but mostly this is in the actual facility itself, right?
That's right, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, that's really good. And, you know, being able to provide those services, you know, for people so that they can focus on, you know, maybe spending that time with those loved ones and not be tied down with all these extraneous, you know, chores and that sort of thing, if you will. That is great.
It's a full-time job to be someone's caregiver, you know, and it creates a lot of burnout and a lot of stress and anxiety among the family members. And it often falls to one or two people in the family, and it can cause them to feel a little bit put upon too. And so what we say is we're in the guilt relief business. There's no guilt in coming to someone for assistance. And you might try it out for what we call a respite stay. You might come in for a month and just take a break and then take mom or dad back home.
Well, see, that's a good option, you know, someone like me, I would not know that anything like that might even exist, to be able to just to do, yeah, hey, let's just do this for a month, you know, give that primary caregiver a little bit of break. And you're certainly right about that. It can very much be a full-time job. And especially, you know, if that, you know, if say it's a child of the parent or something, you know, if they are, you know, working at all and trying to balance a job and caring for mom or dad, that can really be a lot. So this is great to know that, hey, you know, these services that you all offer are available. And, you know, we are getting into the holidays here and, you know, times when families are going to be gathering and talking to one another. And, you know, this sometimes it's kind of a little bit of a challenging topic to bring up. But, you know, this might be a good opportunity here during this holidays season to maybe talk about this, right?
It is, James. It's an excellent time to at least discuss among the family members what's taking place in mom's life or dad's life, because ultimately the question the family member has is, when is it really time? And when you start to see some slippages, you know, you hate to have that difficult conversation, but chances are your parents understand that they do need more assistance, and they certainly don't want to, you know, burden their adult children. So it's a great time to sit down and just observe and see what's happening.
Well, sure. No, that is definitely a good reminder there. And of course, here for the I think you're going to be offering maybe a little bit of kind of incentive option for people who might be looking to try something out.
We do, James, because at this time of year particularly, you can sense the cold weather coming on and you think, well, maybe we should just put this off and that sort of thing. Or maybe you're thinking of all the costs you just incurred for the holidays, for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and now you've got another moving expense to think about, or another high stress event. So we're offering a special that if you move in by January 31st, there's 1 month absolutely free in terms of obtaining our services. So we hope that, you know, just provides some comfort during the holidays.
Well, hey, that's a great option there. And, you know, make everyone's budget stretch a little bit further. And I'm sure that, you know, your different facilities are kind of look different, you know, on the inside. But maybe for some of the folks who might be listening, kind of what do those different areas look like? You know, if I'm going to be moving into one of these facilities, so what do I get?
Sure. Well, you start out with your own room. Typically, you can share a room, and we have some married couples, and that always works out great. But we have a living area, of course, your own private bathroom and that sort of thing. Meals are taken in the dining room, and so we have a full staff of kitchen that, like I say, prepares home-cooked meals and that sort of thing. There's a library and sitting areas and common areas, and the residents can gather there and do some recreational type activities, maybe some exercises or some painting or whatever happens to be going on that day.
Well, that's wonderful. And I know that, you know, having been in, you know, some of these facilities that, you know, there it's amazing how many different activities are planned, you know, different groups coming in to engage with the residents. And I mean, there's a heck of a lot going on, more than you can even take in a day sometimes.
Yeah, it's really a social place. And you think about what the last 3 years have curtailed in the lives of people living in their own homes and have kind of taken away some of their socialization. And so they found a lot of comfort in just making new friends and having things to do right there at home in our facility. So it's been great.
Well, and you mentioned the friendship aspect right there. One of the unfortunate, you know, results, if you will, of living to that ripe old age is sometimes you outlive your friends.
Yeah, you do. And so we always want to make sure that not only do you have friends, but you also have a family. And we view the residents as our family. In fact, we view it as we're working in their homes and we're their family taking care of them. We can never substitute for their actual family. But I have to tell you, the caregivers and nurses really become like children or grandchildren to the loved ones who live with us.
Well, that is just wonderful, Scott. We are speaking with Scott Schultz, owner and president of Morningstar Care Homes. Scott, locations in Neodesha and Fredonia. And Scott, if people are interested in, maybe you've got some caregivers, I'm sure, listening here this morning. If they're interested in maybe coming out, checking out your facilities, how does all that work? How can they do that?
Oh, I would encourage them just to drop by the homes in Neodesha and Fredonia, and there will be an application there, and they can chat with the executive directors. Krista and Neodesha and Jackie and Fredonia. And I think they'll find that we're very, very competitive with our wage structures. There's really great opportunities to move up from, say, you have a certified nurse's aide certificate. You can get your medication aid certificate and progress on to your LPN or RN. In fact, our nurse and Neodesha currently came through all the levels with us, and we assisted her along the way. So we like to give people that opportunity as well.
Well, that is wonderful. You know, being able to be in that environment and advance and just learn, because I have to say, I unfortunately lost my grandma here on Monday, which is still pretty fresh, but I was extremely impressed at the level of care, where we were in Wichita, of just all the people in this industry that, I never even thought of, with the end of life care. It's just amazing the compassion. So yes. I have to shout out to anyone who's interested in this field. It sounds like, you've got a great place for folks to work there and, develop their skills, learn what this is all about, and provide that compassion, because that is something that you don't get to redo,
Yes, that's right. And it is a booming field, to be quite honest. As the country ages in place, we're expecting the percentages of people to be in the 65 plus age range to continue to grow at unseen levels. And it requires that compassionate heart, but certainly the rewards are there, both extrinsic and intrinsic, for those who buckle down and make it a career.
It really can be. And, for those people who like caring for others, and, this is just a good opportunity. So, Scott, as we wrap up here for our episode today of our Ask the Expert program, anything else that you'd like to share here with the listeners as, we just get to kind of know you and your company?
Sure. I think there's a couple of great things to know. First of all, people often wonder about their resources, because they've come to the nearing the end of life, and how am I going to pay for this? And so we definitely take Medicaid forms of payment, and sometimes a married couple, one will need care, one won't, and they need to do some planning with an attorney to divide their assets first, and we can coordinate with those parties and just help them with the application process, because I know it should be simple, but it's not. It's just a complex process to go through. I would also say that it's worth just coming out and sitting down with Krista and Neodesha or Jackie and Fredonia and just taking a little tour of the building. And you can reach them, Krista, at 620-325-2244 and Jackie and Fredonia at 620-378-2329, and schedule that tour. And it's just a relaxing feeling to take a look around and not feel that, that pressure of, I have to decide. It's more of a relationship to us.
Well, that's wonderful. You really can't put a price tag on the peace of mind, knowing that your loved ones are being cared for. I mean, that goes a long way, I feel like.
Yeah, I think it does too.
All righty. Well, Scott, I really appreciate you coming on here the program today. It's great to meet you, and we're looking forward to chatting, I think, on the second and fourth Thursdays of the month. So give some folks some updates and just news and information about Morningstar Care Homes and, the services that you offer to Southeast Kansas and just, the state in general. I think that's going to be looking forward to as we go forward learning more.
All right, James, thank you. We'll see you on the 28th.
Excellent. Well, that's Scott Schultz, owner and president of Morningstar Care Homes, right here on the Mighty 690. And like I said, we're going to be chatting again here real soon on the 28th, since we mixed things up just a little bit for this month. So we're going to get him on again here next week. So anyway, once again, Scott, thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to next time.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Hey, we have more to come here on the Mighty 690, including our chat with Denise Hurt from Coffeeville's Reawakening. That is next here on KGGF.